Hi, you're listening to This Is Not Your Practice Life. I'm your host, Macy Renee, and we are going on a journey together, my friends. I'm a certified life and emotional intelligence coach. And if you really want to step into your highest self, there are a few non-negotiables you're going to have to learn. And I am just the person to help you do it. No matter your past, I'm here to help you create a more fulfilling future. So stick around with me. Not only will I teach you how to navigate your brain's daily mind drama, but I'll help you actually understand your mind, your emotions, why you do the things you do, and why others do the things they do. Most importantly, I'll help you build the self-awareness skills to create whatever results you want. It's never too late to change the trajectory of your life. After all, this is not your practice life. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. My name is Macy, and I am so excited that you're joining me today from wherever you are listening from in the world. So a few things. We have some celebrating to start with today, and that is crossing over 200,000 downloads since the podcast started. So I just want to take a quick second to thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing with your friends, for telling other people about it, for coming back week after week, for binging the episodes. Just thank you for being here sincerely. Even if I have never met you, even if we have never had a consult together, even if you are still a stranger and I don't even know you exist because you've never even reached out on social media to say hi, which by the way, reach out anytime, find me on social media and say hi. I would love to meet you. But if you haven't done that and you're still in the abyss where I don't know you, I just want to tell you thank you. I appreciate every single listener I have, and I would not be here celebrating this milestone without you. So I appreciate you. The second thing I want to say really quickly before we dive into today's episode is Thanksgiving just passed, and I am running a, I guess you could say, discount on one of my programs, which happens to be my lifetime access program for emotional intelligence, the Equipped Society. If you've been here a while, you've probably heard me talk about it, but this is, again, a lifetime access program where you have access to an online portal. It contains over 40 plus coaching video modules teaching you how to raise each category of your emotional intelligence. And basically, when you enroll in this program, one, you get to take the EQ assessment. Two, you get one-on-one coaching call with me so we can discuss the results of your assessment and see where you're starting. Three, you get the access to the 40 plus modules where it is all self-paced. You can binge, you can watch at your leisure, you can watch, you know, at 2 a.m. It doesn't matter. It's your own private portal where all of this work is at your fingertips. So you can watch all of that. And then weekly, every single Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, I coach live on Zoom. So you can log in to the Zoom and get whatever coaching you want from me. You can learn from your peers in there who are also asking for coaching. And it's just a really incredible program for learning and mastering the foundational skills of emotional intelligence. Think of it as the podcast, but on steroids, and, you know, teaching you everything in depth that you need to know. And then you having me basically in your back pocket to get whatever help you need, whether it's life, it's business, it's career, it's relationships, it's boundaries, it's whatever it is, right? Parenting, doesn't matter. Money, we talk about all of it in the live coaching calls. So this is a very, very valuable program. It is normally $3,000. It's never gone on sale. I've had it since March of 2022. It's a big goal to one day have hundreds, if not thousands of women in this program, all working on their emotional intelligence. And quite frankly, the content really preps you well for if you're looking into the hybrid experience. I know some of you really want to be in that program, and that one is an advanced room for emotional intelligence. And so if you've never had coaching, if you've never had me as your coach, where you understand my style and how I work and the things that I teach, the hybrid experience can be a bit overwhelming and a little bit harder to grasp those concepts if you don't have your foundational skills mastered. So I will just say that if you're thinking of the hybrid experience in the future, getting into the Equip Society is a really good thing for you. And through Cyber Monday, so that's today if you're listening right away, until midnight tonight, you can get in for $1,000 off. So you can get in for $2,000 or three payments of $700, okay? And this ends at midnight, Cyber Monday, Monday, November 27th at midnight PST. So technically it's 3 a.m. if you're Eastern time zone, okay? So I'm going to link the payment links for that and the link where you can check out the Equip Society program. I'll put it all in the show notes so that way you can click and look and explore to see what the Equip Society is all about. And then if you want to join us for the discount, which again has never happened since I started this program, go ahead and click one of the payment links that works for you and I will onboard you, okay? It'll give me, like, when you fill it all out, I'll get your email and all of that stuff and I'll send you an email so you can take your EQ assessment so I can onboard you, get you access to the portal and give you all the details so we can start coaching together, okay? So I know that that was a little bit of a longer announcement, but I really wanted to share that because this is a steal, okay? It is a steal if you're, especially if you're on a budget and you're like, I want coaching, but money's really tight and I want to know what the best bang for my, you know, buck is. It's definitely the Equip Society because once you're in there, we coach every single week. I've been coaching every single week outside of being sick and being on vacation. I coach in there every single week and have since March of 2022, actually February of 2022. Okay, so you get a lot of coaching and for $2,000 right now, that's a steal. It's a steal at $3,000. So the fact that you can get it for $1,000 less is amazing, okay? And so it'll set you up really, really good, especially if you're looking into other programs of mine. All right, now that I've got that out of the way, I hope you're doing well. I hope that your Thanksgiving was not dramatic and full of like just things that made you feel awful. I know that the holidays can feel very, very challenging and stressful. And with that, I went back on my Facebook memories. And if you're new here, you may not know this, but if you've been here for a while or follow me on social media, in 2020, I started a challenge with myself, to do 365 days of Facebook Live. So I called it 365 Facebook Live. I had learned about it from a coach of mine that was also doing it. And she was doing it because she had a client with breast cancer or cancer. And her client was like, I'm going to just show up on Facebook Live every single day. So that way, you know, because my prognosis is not good and I'm probably going to die, I want my family and friends to be able to see me every single day. So if they scroll my page every single day for a year, they will have a memory of me and whatever I wanted to talk about that day. They can hear my voice and see my face every single day. And my coach was so inspired by that, one of my coaches, that she was like, as challenging as that sounds, I think I'm going to do 365 days of Facebook Live too, just to challenge myself and grow my audience and, you know, put out valuable, inspirational coaching content. So she did it. And I made a mental note in the back of my head that one day I would love to do it. So she did it, I think, in 2017. And then come 2020, I decided I'm going to do it. And I did it. I got on Facebook Live every single day for a year. And so I have the joy of them popping up in my Facebook memories now. And the one that popped up today was reminiscing on my explosive behavior of Thanksgiving 2020, where I lost my ever-loving mind, which is not typical of me. I would describe myself as someone who is very level-headed, very calm, very patient. I'm a Libra by nature. I do not like arguing. I do not like fighting. I do not like confrontation. And I tend to be very empathetic, very neutral. And until someone presses my buttons to no end, I'm really, really good at handling any kind of drama or confrontation. But in 2020, there was a situation where I became extremely triggered, was very upset with a family member, and I can only explain it as the most ghetto version of myself, came out and did not behave the way that I have behaved my whole life, which is pretty mellow and calm and collected. And right after this experience happened, I was in shambles. I cried my eyes out. I felt embarrassed. I felt so much shame and guilt, and also a little bit of like, well, I'm not sorry for my behavior because they deserved it. So it was funny watching this Facebook Live today because I did revisit it, and I was like, man, I've even grown so much since that moment. But what I wanted to talk to you guys about today is asking ourselves the question, where do emotionally explosive reactions come from? Like, why do people become so emotionally explosive sometimes? Or why do we become emotionally explosive sometimes? Because a lot of times we don't like it. We don't like being on the receiving end of it. And we don't usually like when we are being that person. So I wanted to talk about this today because I think it's a great topic. And I think that, you know, we're getting ready to go into another holiday, right? We're getting ready to go into Christmas, and then we're going to be going into New Year's. And you may have trouble navigating family or certain friend groups where it's just really challenging to be around certain people who seem to bring out the most uncomfortable, frustrating emotions inside of your body. So we're going to talk about why this happens. So first and foremost, I think there's a few things that I want to say, and I'm going to try and remember all of them, because if you're new here, I don't ever follow a script on my podcast. I never write things down. I never read off of paper. And if I have ever done that, I think maybe two episodes, I definitely share that I do that. I otherwise just speak straight from experience, straight from the work I've done myself, what I have learned myself, or what I have learned through coaching other clients. So forgive me, because sometimes I'm a little all over the place since I don't write it down. I speak from the soul. So the first thing that I think of is most people who come to me, or most of you that listen to this podcast, most clients are very empathetic people. And when you're an empathetic person, you tend to be able to feel a lot of other people's emotions pretty easily. And so we can't actually physically feel someone else's emotions. Like, we can't physically jump into their body and feel what they're feeling. But when you're empathetic, energetically, you are more aware of picking up on energetic kind of frequencies and what someone is feeling, and also how it is making you feel within that same environment. So I think what happens a lot of times with empathetic people is we're really good at reading rooms and adjusting to other people's behavior. Now, this can be a great thing because it allows us to have really close interpersonal relationships, which is a big part of emotional intelligence. But also the downside of it, when we're not aware of this, is that it can cause us to not be, you know, super assertive. We can fall into people-pleasing. We can avoid a lot of things that we want to say, or push our feelings aside, push our feelings down, because we don't want to hurt someone else's feelings. And we have such a pulse, I guess you could say, on the read of the room, other people's behavior, other people's moods, what other people have going on. We have such a good pulse on that, that we don't often want to rock the boat. And we can tell that certain behaviors will elicit certain reactions. And therefore, for those empathetic people, which are a lot of my clients and probably a lot of you listening, is that we shove our emotions down. We shove them down. And if we're activated, if we're triggered by something, if we become upset by something, instead of actually feeling what we're feeling, right? We'll feel it for a brief second, like, oh, they're annoying me, or oh, they hurt my feelings, oh, they've made me mad, you know, or oh, like just something about them just like stresses me out. Like, we'll feel it for a brief second, but then a lot of times what we do is we build a wall, and that wall subconsciously for us is to protect us from feeling any uncomfortable emotions around that person, around their behavior, around anything that we don't want to feel. Now, this wall seems like it would serve us really, really well, but most times it is not. Because the only thing that this wall is actually doing is shoving what we really feel down into what I call the tips of our pinky toe, right? So every time you're frustrated, you shove it down. Every time you're stressed with something that somebody does or how they behave, you shove it down. Every time you feel a type of way, but you don't communicate it, you shove it down. Every time you feel disappointed or heartbroken or some kind of grief, you shove it down. And we do this and we build a wall and we just say, well, I'm not going to let that person bother me anymore. I'm not going to let it affect me anymore. I'm not going to, you know, show up to things that I maybe would like to show up to because they're going to be there and I don't want to deal with it. And so what we do is we just build this wall and we shove all of our feelings down to the tips of our pinky toes. And then there comes a day, a lot of times, where I say, like, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back comes about, or you draw your line in the sand, and you may emotionally get triggered by something and become explosive. And you may meet a side of yourself that you didn't even know was inside of you. And this is what happened to me in 2020 at Thanksgiving, right? I saw a side of myself and a level of anger that I didn't even know was inside of me, which also scared me a little bit. I like scared myself, right? It was very startling to see a version of myself go that crazy. And when I reflected back on it, I realized it wasn't the actual situation in that moment that made me mad. Now, for the outsiders that were there, it probably looked like, you know, oh, this situation happened and it triggered her and now she's explosive. Like, it would have looked very matter of fact, right? Like, person A did this and Macy, person B, reacted like this. But when I stood back after the fact, after my emotions kind of settled, after I cried it out and just really gave myself space and grace, what I realized is that the actual circumstance itself wasn't what made me emotionally explosive. What made me emotionally explosive was the compilation of all of the little things that I had shoved down and pushed aside my entire life, only to get to one final straw where I could not fit any more emotion around this person or this situation. And my level of anger, my level of emotional, you know, explosion came out like a volcano because it had been suppressed for so long. And the reason that I share this is because, one, I want you to be able to recognize this in yourself. Like, and the way that we do this is, like, when you feel triggered by something, when you feel emotionally activated by someone else's behavior or something that someone does or a circumstance that comes up, it can very much feel like it's the circumstance itself that caused that reaction in you. What I want to encourage you to do instead is to really dig deep and see why that, you know, emotional experience that you had was as big as it was. Like, why was it that big? You know what I mean? I can't find the right word that I want to say, but why was it that strong inside of you? I guarantee you that it wasn't that one isolated circumstance, that instead it was probably because of the emotional storage you've been holding in your body, the situations that have bothered you over a course of time that maybe you never communicated about, or you tried communicating and you were misunderstood, or someone shut you down, and or they didn't understand, or you felt like you got nowhere, or it just started to feel kind of pointless and you got more and more frustrated. And so you shoved it down and you shoved it away, and you put on armor, you built a wall, and you just thought, oh, with this armor and with this wall, I'm safe and I'm okay. And then there's a situation where suddenly it just, all of the armor launches off of your body, right? The wall comes down and you become someone that you don't even recognize in that moment. And it's like, well, it's a circumstance, or it's this person that they said this thing. What I want to encourage you to do is dig deeper than that. What have you been storing for a long amount of time, whether it's from that particular person or a similar situation that you can remember, whether it's in childhood or your teen years or your adult years, or a person that, you know, kind of triggers you at work or whatever it is? Where is your emotional explosion actually coming from? Like, why is it what it is? And the second reason that I say this and wanted to talk about this is because sometimes we have those people that respond to us that way, right? Like maybe a partner, a romantic partner that you're in a relationship with, or your children, or a friend, right? Someone that feels pretty comfortable with you, a family member, an in-law, you know, a cousin, like something where they have a super strong emotional explosion on you, around you, with you, whatever. And you're startled because you're like, what in the world caused that? The way that you can practice emotional intelligence in those moments is by, one, not making their emotional explosion mean anything about you. Like, even if they're pointing the finger, even if they're like, you did this, you said this and it triggered me, you were the cause of this, you're a bad person, you're this. What I want to encourage you to do, because this is an emotional intelligence mindset podcast, right, is to try to stay as neutral as possible. Try to regulate your own emotions in your body, because you're probably going to feel emotionally explosive when someone is having that emotional explosion around you or towards you, right? It's going to be they're triggered, which then kind of triggers you. That's the normal human response that we have. So what I am encouraging you to do is to just really create safety in your body, to stay neutral enough and curious enough to not jump into their explosive behavior and defend or disagree or fight back, right? Like, because when emotions are high, intelligence is low. So this is one of those situations where you might say, well, Macy, if someone's coming at me like that, shouldn't I defend myself? Shouldn't I stand up for myself? Shouldn't I be assertive and not let them do that or talk to me that way? And there are, of course, going to be special circumstances where it's like, yes, you can absolutely have boundaries and be like, hey, if you're going to continue to talk to me that way, I'm going to leave, or I'm going to walk away, or we can resume this conversation on another day. I'm not saying no to, you know, you talking things out with me, but not in that tone or not in that level of voice, yelling or screaming, right? So you can absolutely have boundaries. But what I really want to encourage you to do is, if this is happening with like your child, your partner, or whatever, that you dig really deep to find that safety in your body, where you're regulating yourself, where you're trying your best to stay neutral, not make their explosion mean anything about you, okay? Not take it personally, not let your ego make it all about you, and instead turn to curiosity. And again, with ego aside, you can fully focus on them and finding compassion and empathy for why might they be feeling this way. Especially if you truly feel like you have no idea why their reaction is what it is, like you don't see the correlation at all, but they really feel strongly that there is a correlation, it could be coming from everything stored all the way down to their little pinky toe, right? All of the stories that they've told themselves over the years, or all of the different stories that they've had compile over the years about certain things. So this is where I'm able to practice a lot of my own emotional control and a lot of my own emotional awareness is when I am on the receiving end or witnessing someone else's emotionally explosive reaction, I'm always telling myself, like, this is coming from a much deeper place than whatever the current circumstance is, especially if it feels like it came out of nowhere or it feels blown out of proportion, then it tells me immediately, like, they've been storing emotions for such a long time because they don't know how to deal with it or talk about it or navigate it, that now it's coming out explosive. It's like a volcano, right? It's almost like word vomit where you just can't stop yourself. We're guilty of doing this even as people, you know, doing the work and people doing the work. I consider all of my listeners people doing the work, right? Like, to some extent, you're showing up, you're binging the podcast, you're becoming more self-aware, you're making little changes in your life, so you're doing the work. My clients, you know, who end up doing one-on-one coaching or the Equip Society or the Hybrid Experience, like, they're actively doing the work. Reading self-help books, you're doing the work. And what we have to remember is that most people, like, when we get into this world where we're doing the work, sometimes we forget that not everyone else is doing the work too, okay? That some people, and actually I would say most people, are not picking up self-help books, are not listening to self-help podcasts, or listening to, like, true crime, right? I hear that this is the most popular thing ever. Like, they're listening to, like, Joe Rogan or whatever they like to listen to, their favorite influencers, or just random things, right? We have to remember that not everybody that you're surrounded with, even if you're doing the work, is also doing the work around you. And where you can let this work really change your life is not only in how it changes you from the inside out, but the grace and compassion and empathy you're truly able to, you know, hold for other people who are oblivious that they're storing emotions in their pinky toe. And it doesn't mean that you need to go tell them about themselves or that you need to, you know, be judgmental and be like, you need to work on yourself, even if you strongly feel like that. But what it does mean is that it's when you have more awareness around this, take less things personal, right? Like, really dig into what things actually are bothering you that you need to set boundaries for and what things you can let go because they're not about you. That's really the differentiator that I do even in my own life, right? If someone's emotionally explosive around me and I really feel like I have no idea where it's coming from, right? Or it's misplaced anger, that is a big piece of the work that I do. I remember that not everybody is me. Not everybody has a coached brain. Not everybody is listening to podcasts like this. Not everybody's reading books to better themselves. So they will have emotions that they are unaware of, that they don't know how their brain works. And therefore, a lot of times their reactions can be misplaced. And what I do is I really differentiate what is okay with me and how someone talks to me or speaks to me or around me, right? And I decide what's going to be best for myself in that moment. And then I practice the emotional intelligence of being assertive and communicating my boundaries. And if they break my boundaries, I make sure that I honor what I said I was going to do no matter what. So if I say to someone in an assertive, emotionally intelligent way, like, hey, I'm all about having this conversation. I want to listen to what you have going on, but you're like yelling at me is just not going to work. Like, I'm not going to have this conversation with you while you were screaming at me. So either stop screaming and communicate with me in, you know, an appropriate tone. You can still be mad, but an appropriate tone, or I'm going to walk away. Okay. And if they continue to scream and it's, you can't tell me how to be, blah, 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 you know, because people are going to do that. They're allowed to do what they want. They have free will. But if they do that, then it's okay. I need to honor my boundary. I told them I was going to walk away and I wasn't going to have the conversation any further if they continue to behave that way. So if they use their free will to decide that's how I want to behave, then I'm going to use mine and say, I'm not okay with that. I am going to walk away. I am happy to resume this conversation with you when you've cooled down, but it's not, I'm not going to sit here and continue to listen to this, right? Or I'm not going to stand here and continue to have you be screaming your emotions at me, right? And so sometimes that's what we have to do. When it's not that intense, the work itself that I'm trying to figure out is, one, regulating my own nervous system, regulating my own emotions, not letting my ego take over and make their experience all about me, right? And instead hold space for what they're feeling and recognize that it's probably coming from a much deeper place. And that in turn strengthens relationships, because you're not someone that ends up fighting with other people or, you know, engaging in the same drama that they're maybe trying to pull you into. Because maybe in the past, you've been the person that jumps into the drama pool with them, you know, and they expect you to keep jumping into the drama pool with them. And you're like, no, I'm not here for it. I don't want to be in the drama pool anymore. I'm not going to do it, you know. And so that is even a learning curve for sometimes people in our life who have been used to us jumping into whatever mood they're in, and you deciding actively like, no, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm unavailable for it, right? So think about that with other people, and think about this deeply for yourself. If you were the person currently having emotionally explosive reactions, it typically comes from someplace much deeper than whatever actual circumstance in that moment set you off or triggered you. It's coming from the things that you stored emotionally that you didn't feel safe to feel in the moment. It's coming from the walls that you put up to protect you, the armor that you layered on to keep you from having to feel or be disappointed or ever hurt again in whatever way. And while we think that that behavior of our own protects us and keeps us safe, it actually does not. It keeps us from living a very full, joyous life, because we will live in protection mode, not actually live to the fullest where we're okay or comfortable feeling any kind of emotion. And I will tell you that the more comfortable you can feel any emotion in your body, discomfort, failure, sadness, disappointment, like the more familiar those emotions are in your body and the more comfortable you can get feeling them, that's what opens up the world to endless possibility. Because a lot of times the things that hold people back from the life that they really want or desire or the changes they really want to make are because of emotions they don't feel comfortable feeling. So to start a podcast, you're going to have to be very comfortable feeling uncomfortable with failure, feeling, you know, disappointment when the numbers are maybe not hitting what you want, feeling frustrated when you're not, you know, maybe getting out of it what you thought you would get out of having a podcast. You know, you could be at it for 2 or 3 years and maybe not have the amount of listeners you want or clients coming from it and be so frustrated. But the more you are willing to feel those feelings and not bury them and not put up walls, the further along you're going to be in your life, right? People don't want to quit a job and go for another job because they're afraid of rejection. They're afraid of disappointment. They're afraid of failing, right? People don't want to leave a toxic, abusive relationship and open themselves up to a healthy relationship because they're afraid of being unwanted. They're afraid of feeling unworthy and not enough and, you know, not being loved the same way. Even if in the toxic relationship, it feels toxic, right? They can know very well this is toxic and yet have stories that they're not worthy enough for someone to really love them, right? They're not willing to feel those emotions fully. They'd rather keep the stories and bury it all the way down in their pinky toe and continue living a life that they're not 100% satisfied with. It's like, I'm 40% satisfied, but not 100% satisfied. And I don't really want to take the risk of being 100% satisfied, because there would be a lot of uncomfortable emotions I would have to feel. So if you're listening to this and any of this resonates with you, this is totally the work that we're doing in the Equip Society. Okay, we address everything. Again, relationships, That can be mom, dad, brother, sister, cousin. That could be romantic relationships. That could be, we talk about money and drama around money and wanting to make more money. And how do you do that? What are the EQ skills to get a promotion? What are the EQ skills to build your business to what you want it to be? You know, what are the EQ skills to save more money or to feel more comfortable around it? We talk about, you know, just how you're impacted yourself with stress or how it's showing up in your life, how parenting is impacting you. We talk about it all in the Equip Society. You are truly supported at any level. So whether you come in and you've never had coaching or you come in and you've had lots of coaching, it doesn't matter. I will support you every step of the way as you get really, really good at mastering all of the foundational skills. And when you feel like you've mastered them a good amount, that's really when you're ready to move up into the advanced room of the hybrid experience. And I've been working some big things behind the scenes, and I can't wait once I'm really clear to announce what I think is going to end up happening for 2024. I think you're really, really going to want to make sure that you're in the hybrid experience. So just make sure you're setting yourself up. And if any of this, like setting yourself up well to be able to be in that room, but if you need help with just the basics and the foundations. If I don't know how to set boundaries, I get really stressed out. I feel like my emotions like overtake me. I don't know how to navigate, you know, day-to-day situations that feel stressful. Get in the Equip Society. And if you do it by tonight at midnight, PST, Pacific time, you can save $1,000. Okay? That's all I have for you today. I hope you have an amazing week. If you need anything, please reach out. You can email me at coaching@macyrenee.com. And don't forget to click the show notes to check out the Equip Society and to get in either for $2,000 or 3 payments of $700. I'll see you inside. Bye. Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. If you'd like to connect on social media, you can find me on both Instagram and Facebook at Macy Renee Coaching. And if you want to stay up to date on all of my offers, announcements, and inspirational emails, you can join my email list at MacyRenee.com. In addition, if there's a way that I can further support you in your coaching journey, you can schedule a free 60-minute consult at MacyRenee.com anytime you want so we can discuss the best options for you. I look forward to seeing you next week, and I hope you have an amazing day. Bye.